Blog Talk Radio.
My soul, and I can't.
and gentlemen, here they are, the mighty, mighty, mighty Clouds of Joy. Yes.
Oh! And I know he watches. I know he watches.
I know he watches me.
I
sing because of Mammy.
not because I've been so faithful, not because I've been so good. You've always been there for me to provide my every need. You were there when I was lonely. You were there in all my pain, guiding my footsteps, shelter from the rain. Thank you.
God, amen. We bring you greetings from Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries in the city of Sardis, Georgia. We greet you in the powerful name of Jesus. Tonight we're going to be talking about a church silent in the face of evil is no church at all. The Word of God declares that after the Holy Ghost come upon us, we receive power, meaning we receive authority. And it doesn't matter what we face in this life, we have the authority, the word boldly. But like never before, if the church is silent in the face of evil, then the church is no church at all. Because, glory to God, God has left his spirit so that we can walk in authority and power. And the word of God says in Revelation 12, right about, glory to God, the 10th verse or the 9th, through the 10th verse, it says the kingdom has come, and it's come with strength and power. One thing about the kingdom of God is no joke. It's full of authority and it's full of power. And if the kingdom is within us, then we have the authority to face whatever we have to face in life. A church silent in the face of evil is no church at all. Amen. We're reading from Isaiah, the 58th chapter, and only the first verse. The word of God said, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sin. In other words, glory to God, how people going to know when they right or wrong, when the church is silent and don't want to speak with authority? When something is wrong, glory to God, whether they hear you, whether they like you or not, you must speak the word of God boldly. The word of God said, cry aloud and don't spare nobody, whether it's your mama, your daddy, your uncle, and all of your aunties. You got to speak against sin. And like never before, glory to God, amen, the church is weak in this area when it comes to speaking the word of God boldly. Amen. Whether they hear you or not, you must declare and decree the word of God. First of all, we want to talk about what is sin. Sin is an immoral act considered to be a transgression against divine law. Glory to God. Sin is an immoral act considered to be a transgression against divine law. Now, we must understand that the earth has laws and heaven do too. See, now, we just can't obey the earthly laws and don't obey heaven's laws. It don't work like that. We got to balance ourselves out. If we scared of the earthly laws, we ought to be afraid of the heavenly laws too. We should be afraid to break the law. But no, we look at heaven like it does not exist. But the devil is a liar. A church silent in the face of evil is no church at all. When you have the opportunity to call right, right, and wrong, wrong, you got to stand up with authority and with power. You're going to lose friendship. You're going to lose family. You're going to lose, amen, everything, amen. Praise you, Lord, that you was connected to when you begin to cry loud and spare not. Like I said, we must understand that heaven has a law that cannot be broken. Just like there's a penalty for breaking the law on the earth, naturally, there's a penalty behind breaking the law in the heavenly realm. Any word that God gives us and we break it, there's a penalty behind it. We must let the people know, glory to God, amen, that there's a penalty behind everything that you do. This is why he said cry loud. There is not much crying loud now in the land and country. It's more compromising on different things. But right is right and wrong is wrong. Glory to God. Amen. Now it says here, amen, that the earth has a police to stop you when you break earthly laws. Now, there's a police that will stop you when you break in the earthly law, and they will lock you up. Preachers are sort of like the police. They are commissioned to stop you and warn you when you are breaking divine laws. A church silent in the face of evil is no church at all. Amen. A church silent in the face of evil is no church at all. When you have the power of God instilled it on the inside of you, you walk in power, you walk in authority. You are not afraid to do what you got to do. when it comes to standing up for God's word. God's word is true, and let every man or woman word be a lie. God's word meant what it said, and it's going to do what it said. The word of God will not fail. It said before the word of God should fail, it said heaven and earth will pass away. So when you face an evil, you got to call evil evil and right right. Glory to God. Like never before, we cannot be afraid to address when something is wrong. Even we need to tell ourselves that it's wrong. Not all the time, amen, you're going to be able to speak a word to people. You need to speak a word into your life and say, well, this is wrong, that is wrong, I need to do better. God gave you the authority to overcome. He didn't give us the authority to back in the corner and be afraid of what the enemy going to do. Tell self, get in order. Amen. And start lining up with the word of God. There's a penalty behind breaking the law. And once you break the law, you got to accept what comes with the penalty because you broke the law. Now, I ain't trying to make it long and drawn out. Amen. I'm just speaking what the words say, and I'm going to leave it at that. A church silent in the face of evil is no church at all. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Show the people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. If it's family, tell them the truth. If it's friends, tell them the truth. If it's a co-worker, tell them the truth. Amen. Stand on the word of God. Because let me tell you something, like never before, we got to want to praise you, the Lord, go higher in the Lord. And the only way we're going to be able to go higher in the Lord, we got to recognize when we are breaking the law. I have just brought you a word coming from the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, and only the first verse. And the topic was a church silent in the face of evil is no church at all. When opportunity comes, stand up for the word of God and tell the truth. May God bless you richly. We're now getting back to worship. Amen. And the title of this song is Let's Get Closer. Amen. Glory to God.
Y'all, come on, get on your feet.
Let's get closer. Closer.
Come on.
Closer. Let's get closer and closer and closer.
You and me.
Good God Almighty.
Yeah. sound of this Mississippi song. In the cross. Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say
to what his word says.
Amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me,
around for me, around for me.
It's turning around,
turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking,
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming.
If I stay strong,
if I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working in us,
and it's turning around. This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Sooner or later,
turn in my favor.
Thank you.
Better than nobody else. Oh, Oh.